time to brush up your Shakespeare, as the Cole Porter song goes. And while you're brushing up on your Shakespeare, you can get in touch with Mother Nature in Ann Arbor. It's pretty common to find outdoor summer productions of Shakespeare. They happen across the country. But for 13 years, Shakespeare in the Arb has been staging the Bard's plays outdoors in a very unique way. Shakespeare in the Arb is kicking off its 13th season with Much Ado About Nothing. It's being presented by the University of Michigan Mathi Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum and the University of Michigan Residential College. Joining us is Catherine Mendeloff. She's a lecturer in the drama department of the Residential College. Welcome.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
There are so many other outdoor productions of Shakespeare to be found around the country, but I'd like you to tell us what makes Shakespeare in the Arb so special.
I think that the marriage of the work, the play, and the environment is what makes it special. We really try to make the Arboretum a character in our productions. When we start the rehearsal process, we go out to the different areas that we're going to be staging in and just explore them creatively to see what things we can do with the hills, with the trees, with the grasses, how we can make those environments enhance the comedy or the beauty of the language and the reality of the environment of the play. And so that what I want is for the audience to really feel that they've gone to a different place, to a different time, that we're in the Elizabethan setting, that we believe we are not in Ann Arbor anymore, but we are in Messina at the estate of the governor, Leonardo. And that's something that I try to do by staging moments as the audience moves from place to place. We have Elizabethan musicians taking us from place to place, and I try to incorporate elements that also pay attention to the time of day, like lanterns or tiki torches, to try to bring us in this emotional state of being transported to another world.
So everybody moves.
Everybody moves.
From scene to scene. Audience gets up and moves. And so that has to take a lot. Are people just sitting on the grass, or do you have chairs?
Right. We have people are encouraged to bring something to sit on.
Okay.
Chair sitters sit in back of the ground sitters. So we allow the groundlings to get the best view. So if you're able to sit on a towel or blanket, you will be able to get closest to the action. But every time we move, you replace yourself so that you'll end up seeing the play in different ways, depending on where you're sitting, what the angles are. And of course, the wonder of working in nature is every single performance is different because the weather conditions are different. The cottonwood is blowing in. Sometimes deer walk through the scenes. The sunlight will make different kinds of shadows. It's very magical because it's in an environment that, you know, we are subject really to. The lighting design is by nature and the sound design often by nature as well, except when the university helicopter comes by.
Oh, that's very Elizabethan.
Jars
isn't it?
Us out of our reality a bit. But I tell my actors to react as if they were Elizabethan people hearing a noise that they don't understand. So often they take their swords out. Sometimes they hide behind trees. They react to the modern noises in a way that's in character. Yes, exactly.
Well, every theater group has those war stories of the things that just go incredibly haywire, and of that makes good war stories.
Right.
Can you share any from these last 13 years? I'm sure you've had moments where Mother Nature just has put her foot right in the middle of everything.
Well, we definitely have had some cloudbursts. Ironically, for a play like The Tempest, we had clear weather the entire time. So the characters were talking about the clouds and the rain and the wind, and it was tranquil and beautiful.
Mother Nature's going, no, not playing, not playing.
One of my favorite moments is the very first production, which was Midsummer Night's Dream. There's a moment when Puck, and I cast three people as Puck, so it's a tripartite Puck, talks about sometimes a horse I'll be, sometimes a hound. And at that moment, three dogs came running into the valley, just ran through the scene, barking, you know, hysterically. And it was just phenomenal. It was perfect timing.
As so, if you'd cued them.
That's right. And we have had deer come through when the Duke, the exiled Duke in As You Like It, is talking about the deer. But you can never tell. You can never tell. I didn't, unfortunately, have a bear come in during Winter's Tale. We had to have an actor in a bear costume. I was really hoping there was a black bear sighted in Dexter.
Okay.
I think at that time I was really hoping he'd make his way over at the right time. But
he was,
I don't know if I wanted to direct him.
Now, you have an interesting mixture of actors, Catherine Mendeloff, in a chance for community theater folks to kind of share the stage with professional and teachers. Tell me who you have.
Well, it's really a wonderful mixture. It's I teach at the Residential College, which is now the home for the Literature, Sciences, and Arts BA in drama. So these are students who are not part of the pre-professional school at the School of Music, but who are very interested in drama and want to study it. And so a number of my students participate in this. Also, students who have majors in a variety of things, you know, engineers, pre-med, who just love theater or love Shakespeare, will get involved. And then I have a group of my ARB veterans. I have actors in this current production. One, the actress playing one of the Beatrices, I've worked with since she was 8 years old in the Young People's Theater.
Okay.
So it tends to be something that people, when they do it, they love it and they want to do it again.
They're in. They're in for more.
Yes. And I have colleagues. A professor at the School of Social Work is one of my actors from engineering. So these, again, are people who just love doing this, even though it isn't their, you know, isn't their job.
Now, as you're staging this in Shakespeare in the Arb, and Much Ado About Nothing will be starting tonight and running through the 23rd, so it's the 13th season. So you've got actors and you've got your audience moving from scene to scene, going through the Arb. How do you handle all of that?
It's very complex. We had a wonderful stage manager working with us this season who's used to working on university productions that are far more organized and easier to control.
And on a stage in
yes.
a theater.
Well, you know, the question is, who holds the swords mm-hmm. when we don't need the swords? Because we don't want to put the swords down. Someone might take them. Someone actually took three of our swords last year. And so we want to make sure that everything is returned up to the Reader Center, the building up by the Peony Garden. So, yes, actors have to be responsible for their own properties. We do costume changes in the woods, out of the sight of the audience. I tell all the actors that as long as you're in character and you're reacting in character, it's fine for the audience to see you. But you have to make sure that you're still part of that world. It's very important to maintain that illusion. So the actors are moving from place to place to make their entrances mm-hmm. in character. So sometimes people have to sprint 100 yards All right. to get to their entrance point. And I believe that's one of the reasons that I've cast characters like Puck and Ariel. I had 7 Ariels when I did The Tempest, because it's not a question of just stepping off to the wings.
Right.
You are sometimes running a half mile.
So you
do. And the audience is watching you run. I think about that a lot in the staging. For example, in Much Ado, there is this funeral for Hero, who is supposed to have died.
Right.
And I have the audience move through the Heathdale, which is this beautiful woodland glen. It's very dark and shaded, secluded, and very magical at night, you know, and it also holds sound beautifully. But this Heathdale was where I felt the audience should actually witness this funeral for Hero, and we have two beautiful Elizabethan songs that are being sung, and the characters are in mourning, and the audience is part of that funeral procession. So I try as much as I can to make the audience feel like they're part of the play itself, mm-hmm. and not just observers. And the actors interact with the audience as much as they can and really engage them directly.
It's clearly something that people love, and it's working, because it's the 13th season now for Shakespeare in the Arb, kicking it off with Much Ado About Nothing, and it starts tonight, runs through the 23rd. And Catherine Mendeloff's been speaking with us, a lecturer in the drama department of the Residential College at the University of Michigan. Pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I hope you get a chance to come to the Arb.